It's time to go deep for the exclusive info you need on the hockey team you love. This is Preds Insiders with your host, Robbie Stanley.
Brought to you by Dr. Kelly Rice.
On your flagship home of the Predators Radio Network, Smashville's best sports talk.
ESPN.
102.5.
And welcome into Preds Insiders here on ESPN 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Brought to you by Dr. Kelly Rice. For all your dental or sleep apnea needs, visit KellyERice.com. Robbie Stanley here with you as always. Hope everybody's doing well today. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final coming up tonight as I record this day on this Monday between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Colorado Avalanche. Colorado up 2-0 in the Stanley Cup Final. We'll see if Tampa Bay can make a series of it beginning tonight as they're at Amalie Arena at home ice. So we'll see what happens on that front. And whenever the Stanley Cup Final's over, whether that's in the next few days or certainly sometime next week, the NHL offseason will be in full swing. The draft right around the corner, and then free agency coming as well. And still no Philip Forsberg signed by the Predators. Now, I will say, Forsberg has been, I think, visible is probably the right word. He was at CMA Fest, got up on the stage and talked about how much he loves the city of Nashville. On Sunday, he was at Nashville at the Nashville SC game alongside George Kittle. So Forsberg not exactly hiding this offseason here in Nashville. He has been very visible and has been out there, but still today, no contract as of this moment for Philip Forsberg and the Predators. So we'll see what happens on that front. Just a few weeks away now from July 13th, which is the beginning of NHL free agency. So obviously, if you're a Predators fan, you don't want it to get to that point, because I still contend if he gets to free agency and there's no deal done before then, probably not coming back at that point. So we'll see what happens on that front with Philip Forsberg. There was some interesting news over the weekend that I've thought about before and that we've talked about on Robbie and Rex Road a little bit before in terms of Barry Trotz and what his future looks like in the NHL. And could that future involve the Nashville Predators? Well, Pierre LeBrun, who covers the NHL for The Athletic, also an insider for TSN as well, talked about Barry Trotz and the decisions that he has in front of him over the weekend, would that involve coaching and also could involve a role in the Nashville Predators front office. Here's what Pierre LeBrun had to say this weekend on TSN.
Well, sir, what we're told is that Barry Trotz, his intention is to make his decision on his NHL future around July 1st, and he's indicated that to a few teams. Now, we know, of course, we reported before that he's interviewed with the Winnipeg Jets, he's interviewed with the Detroit Red Wings, among other clubs, for the head coaching jobs. But we're also told that he has chatted with his old NHL club, the Nashville Predators, about a potential management role with the organization, which has always kind of been rumored about Barry Trotz, but it's interesting that that's yet another option for Barry Trotz, potentially.
So I found those comments to be interesting in the fact that it seems like there have been at least some conversations between the Predators and Barry Trotz. We talked about that this morning on Robbie and Rex Road and what a front office role for Barry Trotz could look like with the Nashville Predators. Here's what we had to say this morning earlier today on Robbie and Rex Road. It was interesting over the weekend to hear Pierre talk about apparently conversations between him and the Nashville Predators have taken place in terms of maybe coming back in as a management position here with the Preds. So what do you make of that report there from Pierre LeBrun, and what do you make of the idea of Barry Trotz maybe being in a management role here in Nashville?
The word chat, does that mean it's really just sort of checking it out? You know, that's a word.
What does chat mean?
I mean, words matter.
I'll say this. If you've ever chatted with Barry Trotz, I've never had a quick conversation with Barry Trotz. They generally take a while.
So a chat with him is it's long, involved conversation. Yeah.
It's always pleasant, but it's an endeavor.
So I don't know. It's we talked about that as a possibility all the way back when the Islanders did the stupid thing they did.
The morning of game 4, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It's just a matter of, I think we know that Barry Trotz is a great coach. I'm sure he could be good in management, right? Yeah, you do this and you coach and you're in the league this long, you know what works, what doesn't work. It makes sense, but some people probably more built for one than the other. Is Barry Trotz going to be as effective in that in a front office role as he is as a coach? If that's the case, then they and the Preds should go after him hard.
Yeah.
You know? But But it's interesting that he had that conversation. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, getting credit to Michael Gallagher, Nashville Post, for the story from Tuesday when he bought a $1.5 million house.
2,200 square feet.
There's a picture of it.
Guys, he could pull a Brad Stevens.
Maybe.
Yeah. Brad Stevens. Of course, the difference there is he bumped up, you know, just bumped up the same place. Worked out pretty well for them. And I feel like they got I feel like they got more effective coaching with Udoka, and Stevens, I'm sure, is going to be good in the front office. If he does, if it got to this point of being serious here, is that basically he is like an apprentice to Poyle and becomes Poyle at some point when Poyle retires? Is that the idea? Is that the thinking?
I don't know. You get me thinking about Star Wars now with apprentice thoughts being thrown out there. Sorry, I had to nerd out for a minute.
Apprentice. I'm not following.
You've never seen an apprentice in Star Wars? Where you have a Jedi Master and an apprentice?
Oh, yeah.
Where,
okay. I wasn't sure if I was forgetting something specific. Sure. Like the Griffies playing together. Apparently. I got you. Okay, right. The apprentice idea. So you're trying to say that then Poyle and Trotz would have a fight to the death?
Maybe. Just Vader and Palpatine all over again? Yeah. I've gone really deep in this rabbit hole now.
Yeah.
Sorry.
By the way, do you like the Obi-Wan?
Kenobi's good.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. I haven't started watching yet, but okay, good. I trust your judgment.
Yeah.
But that's it. Of course, there's also just the interesting dynamic there in that Poyle fired Trotz several years ago. But
yeah.
They've had a good relationship. And it comes down to, if you're Trotz and you want to get into management, you have lived here. Again, they just bought a new house here. Doesn't necessarily mean a thing about what his next job's going to be. You still have that home, which, by the way, I've mapped out. I'm not going to say the address on the air again. I already did today, but I won't do that again. But I know where he is now.
That's good.
Very close to where we ate yesterday. So good to know.
I mean, the thing is, he's the front door.
Yeah.
The thing is, he's third all time in the history of the league and wins.
That's wild.
He's third in NHL history in wins behind Scottie Bowman and Joel Quenneville. And I wonder, like, is that fire up? By the way, Peter Laviolette's ninth on the all-time list. So the Predators have two coaches in the history of the league in the top 10 in wins.
But and the winningest GM.
And the winningest GM. Is that fire for Barry Trotz, is it done? Like, he's a hockey coach, and he's been a hockey coach nonstop at this level since 1998. I mean, it's a long time to be doing this. Has that fire burned out? You know, does he get into a situation, and I can't imagine Trotz wanting to do this, but does he get into a situation where he goes the management route for a year and then he looks around and says, you know what? I really like coaching. I really miss coaching.
That's a good point.
I want to get back into it. Like, I that could be, I mean, he's been stewing on this now ever since he got fired by the Islanders. So you're approaching, you know, 2 months, but by the time he makes that decision,
gotta make sure
it could be
done.
What he's thinking about.
You got to make sure you're done coaching, which, but that's the thing. You can say that, but like you said, you can say, okay, yep, I'm ready to move on. And then you go through a year, you're like, I still have a lot to give in coaching. And I know that there's four teams right now that would hire me. Boom, snap my fingers. Yeah, it's an interesting situation. And I would think that management, I think both jobs, high pressure, public, demanding, but management probably be a little bit less demanding, right? I mean, just the fact that as a coach, you have to, I mean, you got to travel to every game on a daily basis. You are trying to manage this group of young athletes, egos, everything else, trying to put together a lineup, motivate, educate, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Whereas you get into management, and again, I'm not diminishing how tough that job is, but it has to be less grueling.
You would think so. Now, the other part of this is, if he decides to go the management route, what does that mean? Is that assistant general manager? Is he in the scouting department? Is there an advisory role that's created for Barry Trotz at that point? Like, what would that mean? Because I would assume, and I don't know this, but my guess is, like, if Barry Trotz wants to get into management, then he wants to get into management, and he wants to be higher up in management, would be my guess. So
yeah, it's not like a retirement job,
right?
Where sometimes I'm gonna go to the front office, you know, outreach for people, and hey, you know, come to events, and it wouldn't. I don't think that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about nitty gritty seeing if you can be an effective GM in this league at some point.
Well, and I think in terms of, I mean, he's been around the league for so long now, and he's dealt with so many different types of players that I think he could be really good at helping you identify some talent, and not just, you know, when you traditionally think of this as your younger players, but, you know, looking around the rest of the league. Like, he's been preparing scouting reports for a lot of these guys for a long time. You get in a trade deadline or free agency this year, could be something that you want to take a look at if you're Barry Trotz and the Predators. So I think he could help on a variety of fronts. I just wonder if the coaching bug is gone from Barry Trotz, because, look, he's interviewed with Detroit. He's interviewed with Winnipeg. I think he's been contacted by Philadelphia. Vegas's job is still open. I mean, you could have your pick of, if you're Barry Trotz, of where you wanted to go. I wonder if that itch is satisfied. And if it's not, like, if you're Barry Trotz, are you signing up for the Red Wings job right now, knowing that in all likelihood in the next couple of years, you're probably not going to be in a place where you're a Stanley Cup contender? I mean, you got to get back to the playoffs first, right, if you're the Red Wings. So are you, at his age, at 59, are you willing to go through that, maybe a 3 or 4 year cycle again?
If the Preds hired Barry Trotz for whatever the title would be, some sort of support position for David Poile, would that take some heat off David Poile?
I don't know. That's an interesting question, because
if you're a Preds fan, then you don't necessarily want to start completely over. Right now you have maybe who you want to be your GM, yeah, in the pipeline. So now it's like, okay, when Poile retires, now it'll be Trotz.
Well, let me ask you.
You don't know if that'll be great, but you know Barry Trotz.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's say they start 2-4 next year, and Barry Trotz is in the front office. You know how many texts we're going to get on our text line? Well, all right, it's time for Barry Trotz to come down and be the coach. That, yeah, management lasted 6 games. Get down there behind the bench.
Well, yeah, that's true. The Trotz, now he needs to be the coach thing is, oh, yeah, that too, right? Well, that's interesting too, like with Crispy. One thing that I hadn't even thought about, but in those early days when they were trying to get him to be the broadcaster, one of their reasons they were hesitant, Terry and Sheila, was because they didn't want it to look like he was hovering over Barry Trotz's shoulder, because Barry Trotz is this new unproven coach, right?
Yeah.
And Crispy didn't want it to look like he's like the guy waiting for the next coaching job, which is interesting. So you do think about things like that. But yeah, you're right. People will be all over that.
It's certainly going to be interesting to see what happens on the Barry Trotz front and if that decision involves the Nashville Predators. If so, what could a role in the front office look like for Barry Trotz, and what exactly would that mean for the rest of the front office as they move forward here? We may find out. We may see that Barry Trotz decides to stick in the world of coaching. According to Pierre LeBrun, maybe a decision coming up here sometime in the next couple of weeks. Barry Trotz did buy a house here in Nashville, so we'll see what happens on that front. That's going to do it for us today on Preds Insiders. We'll be back next week to continue to discuss the Stanley Cup Final and to look ahead at many off-season questions for the Predators, including what could free agency look like for this group. All that's coming up in future episodes of Preds Insiders this off-season. Thanks for hanging with us. As always, I'm Robbie Stanley. Hope everybody's doing well out there, and we'll talk to you soon.